Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Today's topic is ESG investing, which stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance. This topic came about because we've been getting more and more questions about this from clients, clients' kids, and many of my friends as well. This is something that's not only gaining attention among those, but also from more sophisticated investors like pension plans and insurance companies who have a much longer term investment horizon. So even if you haven't heard of ESG investing, you've likely heard about some things that fall under it in the mainstream news. The switch to paper straws, for example, and recently a large bank announced that they will no longer take companies public who have all white male boards, another thing that would fall under this umbrella.
Yeah, so let's start with history. The idea of investing for factors along these lines dates back to the 18th century, with some groups of people refusing to do business with companies that were part of the slave trade, alcohol, tobacco, and gambling, for example. This continued with the idea of socially responsible investing, but the term ESG didn't really come about until 2005.
So most people think about ESG investing as strictly environmental, companies that are doing good for the environment, but it really goes beyond that. So let's just define each of the three. First, environment, which relates to the protection of the environment, as I said. These are things such as climate change, air quality, and energy efficiency.
Social relates to relationships with people, such as gender equality, equal pay, labor standards, worker safety, and community involvement.
And lastly, think about governance as things that relate to the leadership of the company. So again, back to the board independence and diversity, executive pay versus employee pay, that's been in the news quite a bit recently. And then lastly, something like shareholder rights.
Now, why would someone want to invest this way? Many believe that ESG investing is putting your money to work for companies that take these factors into consideration and are making active decisions to do well. By investing in them, we are recognizing their stance on these areas and putting more money into their company, which ideally should help them as well.
But this type of investing is not just investing in those companies that you see out in the community often or have great commercials that show that they're caring. And this is key. ESG investing is based on the assumption that these factors actually have financial relevance.
It is embracing the idea that investment objectives and personal values aren't mutually exclusive, that investing in companies that value the three areas will help them as a company and thus investor returns.
So let's just look at a few examples. So I'm going to go back to the most recent one that I told you about, the large bank announcement about going public. On the surface, this may sound like a push for diversity, which is great. But to frame this in an ESG framework, while diversity is great, this is the idea that that diversity will actually increase financial returns. There's been a lot of studies that increase diversity on things like boards, bring in different thoughts, and thus help those companies.
Another example, Facebook and Google and others increasing paternity leave and maternity leave, which should create happier employees and thus better results. Reduction in carbon emissions by United Airlines and Lyft that should create lower costs in the future. McDonald's and others switch to more energy efficient appliances, which will again decrease costs down the road.
So let's look about actually how to invest in these types of companies. And there's a few different ways. The first is exclusionary. So this is the way of investing from an ESG perspective where you're actually excluding certain companies or certain sectors. Let's say we're excluding anybody with guns, alcohol, or a tie to the energy industry.
Inclusionary, on the other hand, will invest in companies that rank well without excluding sectors. For example, an energy company that is not good for the environment but focuses on lowering their environmental impact and have been moving towards green energy and thus are much better than other energy companies who have not been focusing on ESG factors.
Lastly is impact investing. And this can be thought about companies who are looking to make a positive impact first and foremost, but also a financial return.
All these methods are available in different forms, whether through active management, through mutual funds or index funds. Depending upon what you're looking for, different options may fit your needs.
So most of this has probably sounded pretty good thus far. Why not invest in these types of companies that are good to their employees, good to the environment, and are doing the right things? The main reason historically has been the potential loss of financial return.
The longstanding thinking was if you invested according to ESG, you would earn less than if you didn't invest that way. For example, how strongly would you feel about investing in something that used ESG factors and only earned 8% versus something who didn't focus on ESG and earned 10. Now, this thinking has slowly changed over time as returns have become closer and thus the likely increase in interest in ESG investing.
So when we look relatively recent history, as it's a new investment style, we look at over the last 10 years by combining two prominent ESG indexes. When we look at that time frame, comparing it to the S&P 500, ESG investments has actually outpaced the general S&P 500.
And as this performance concern has become less of a problem, inflows have actually increased for ESG investing. In the U.S., assets in mutual funds have increased from about $30 billion in 2009 to about $90 billion today. The assets globally throughout all types of management structures is actually in the trillions.
And lastly, a couple of problems. Again, because it is a relatively new investing idea, many different rating companies are looking at each of these companies and giving them, let's call it, an ESG score. Because it's relatively new and there are a lot of different companies doing this, in a lot of cases, different companies are rated much, much differently based upon the individual company. So if you are going to invest in these types of companies, be aware of the investment style you choose.
A big problem is also reporting by companies. Many companies have voluntarily started providing this info, over 11,000 by some counts. But this reporting is also costly, and thus most of the companies reporting this info are larger companies who can handle the cost. Said another way, smaller companies, it's much more difficult for them to use all of these ESG factors.
So just to recap today's episode, we were talking about ESG investing, which again is environmental, social, and government. It is an investing philosophy that will gain more and more publicity and likely more and more assets. It is the idea investing in companies that are, and I quote, better for society in some way, but most importantly, will benefit financially because of that. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Relatable Finance. As always, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us at podcast@provwealth.com or check us out on Twitter @financepodcast.
Provenance Wealth Advisors is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors and Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Any opinions are those of Relatable Finance Podcast and PWA, and not necessarily those of Raymond James. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecasts will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but Raymond James does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected. Diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Investing involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Raymond James does not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professional. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.